Hundaf Samach Beis, New Perak, yeah. The Mishnah. Shnei Sire, Yoma Kippurim, Mitzvosan Shiyu, Shneiem Shovin, hey, the two Sirim, the two young goats that we have to bring on Yom Kippur, that we make the girl to choose which one is Lashem, which one is Lazozel. So before we choose, there's a mitzvah that both of them should be alike. Hey, Mitzvosan Shiyu, Shneiem Shovin, they should be alike. Bemara, they should look alike. So Rashi learns it means Shneiem Levonim Oishcharim. They should have the same color. Either both of them should be white or both of them should be black. Oi, the Girsa should be Oishchufim or else like red. In other words, both of them should have the same color. Uve Koima, who then should have the same height, they should be the same, just as tall. Uve Domim, they should be worth the same amount. Hes Lagatchino, the mitzvah is to take the Shnei Siriizim to have two of them alike as much as possible. Uve Lekichoson Kechod, should also buy them the same time. That's the mitzvah. Now, v'yafa pi shein shovin ksherim. Even though b'di'evit you have two different sirizim, they don't look alike, still b'di'evit is kosher. In other words, it's only a mitzvah l'chatchilo, but b'di'evit is kosher. Lo kach echad hayoyim v'yechad l'mocher is also ksherim is kosher. Even though l'chatchilo you're supposed to buy them both the same time, if you bought one today and one tomorrow, b'di'evit is kosher. What about meis echad mehem? Let's say one of the two sirizim, one of the two died. So it's like this. If you did make the hagrola yet, you didn't choose which one is Lashem, which one is Lazozel, and one of the two die, is poshid. Yikach zug l'sheni. All you have to do is buy one more sirizim, one more goat, and now you have to pair together the two of them, and now you make the girl. What about the v'yimish higrol meis? But let's say you already made the girl. You already choose which one is Lashem, which one is Lazozel. Or else you are koponim ye. And vice versa, one of them died, and you're not sure which one died, the case is. You made the agrola, but you're not sure which one died. It's a look like this. Yovei zug acher. You have to bring another pair, another two shnei sirizim. Even though only one died, you have to bring them another pair now. V'yagrol aleihem. And you have to make a new hagrola, bitchila, just like at the beginning. The Yomrin say like this, Im shel sheimes, if the one that died was the one that was supposed to be l'chatas l'ashem, is there shol all of hagorol l'shem? So the one that comes up now, that is l'ashem, the one that we choose now, this new pair, is l'chatas l'ashem, that's the one that we'll use. As yiskayim tachtov. What about v'im shel azozo meis? Let's say no, the first one that died, was the one that was Lazozel, is there Sha'ola Olav Hagar Lazozel, Yiskayim Tachtav. So in the second pair, the one now that we choose to be the Lazozel, that should be instead, that should be in its place. V'hasheni, now the second one, because you have an extra goat here, because the mice, only one of the first pair died. So you took a new pair now. So the mice, you have three goats here. So one of them is extra. So the Mishnah says, V'hasheni, the extra one, the second one, then the Gemara will explain what's called the sheni. Does it mean the second one from the second pair, the second one, or does it mean from the first pair, the second one? But whichever one it means, v'asheni, the second one, yira, you have to let pesher, achi yistoav, until it becomes a balmum, then v'yimkor, sell it, be poiderit, v'yiplu domav l'nadova, and the money you receive for the extra one, you put it into the kupa shon nadova, that you bring a korban oila to the kayat ha-mizbeach. Why the Mishnah says Shein Chatis Sibur Mesa? Because even though it could be it was a carbon chatis, and still we say that a chatis shemesa by leho is not lemisa ozlo by a carbon sibur. He's here really on the tzatis say what died was the lazozel. So true, the second one now is the lazozel, but it comes out now you have two chatois. So how could you use two of them? Why don't we say a chatis shemesa by leho goes lemisa? You should have to kill it. The teretz is that here, since it's from a carbon seba doesn't shter. A carbon seba, the din is you don't have to kill a chatis shemes. A chatis shemes baleha. Shein seba mesa. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Thomas, he yells yes. Even by a carbon seba, that's the halacha that a chatis shemes baleha is Thomas, you have to let her die. The Yehudam, Rabbi Yehuda says another chiddush, that nishpach adam. Let's say the dam was spilled out. Is yomos hameshtaleach. Then you have to kill the Mishtalech. In other words, when you have the first two Siriizim, and let's say the Chatas Lashem, the one that you collected the dam, now all the dam spills out. Nishpach Adam. So halacha is you can't use the Chatas Lashem anymore. You have to bring a new series of Chatas Lashem. So what then? You have to bring a new pair and you have to have a new one Lazozel. See, old Yomis Hamashleich. The first Hamashleich also you have to kill. That's your Yudah Shita. What about the opposite way? Meitz Hamashleich. You have your original two Shnei Serizim. One was Lazozel, one was Lashem, Lachatis. Now the one Lazozel died. So automatically, the one that was Chatas Lashem, you can't use anymore, because it doesn't have its mate with it. So mele yishofech adam. The locher is that dam you have to spill out, and you have to bring another two pair of Shnei Siri'isim, and make a new Hagrola. This is Rav Yehuda Shita. Now, they're not like the Tanakama. The Tanakama says if one of them is mace, bring another two, and make a new one, but you still use the first one, you just stop poider it. According to Rav Yehuda, no. You have to be mace, the other one you can't use at all. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says like this. V'hasheni. It's in the case that one of the two died. So you have to bring a new pair now. So Rashi says, V'yoymer, the third line of Rashi. V'yoymer. Im shel shei meis, hochi meforish. That im shel shei meis, if the one that died was the Chatas Lashem, yoymer, you should say, zeh sholov is Chatas Lashem. V'im shel azozo meis, yoymer zeh sholov. V'hasheni. Im shel azozel meis, if the one that died was lazozel, v'yachshav yeshkan shnayim l'shem, you have two of them that's l'shem. In other words, it could be talking about we know exactly which one died. True, you had first two pair, you have two of them, and one of them died. We know which one died. Let's say the chatis l'shem died. So when you make your new girl, the new pair, the one that's chatis that you use, but it comes out you have two lazozels now. V'yachshav yeshkan shnayim l'shem. Echod shenisha mizug rishon, v'yechod mizug hasheni, is bechod yischapa v'sheni yiror. It's in the case where first the Lazozel died. So now you bring the second pair, you have two in the second pair. One is Lazozel, that's the one you're going to use, but the second one is a Chatas Lashem. So it comes out now you have two, that's a Chatas Lashem. So one of them you'll use, and the second one is yiror, let it pass through until it becomes a balmum. V'chein the opposite way. Im shel shei meis. Let's say the Chatas Lashem, that one died. V'areyesh kan shnayim lazozel. So now you're going to have two left over to be for lazozel. V'zechid yishtolech. One of them you use. V'yashen yiro. The Gemara Meforish eza sheni. Im sheni shebezug sheni. Im sheni shebezug rishon. The Gemara will explain which one is extra. So the kids were talking about a case that betchila you had the shnei sirizim and you made hagrol already. So this one was the Chatas Lashem, and this was Lazozel. So it depends. If either one of them died, so you have to have a new pair now. So this new pair is like this. Again, you make Hagrola. One of them is the Chatas, one of them is Lazozel. So if in the first pair, the Chatas died, so very good. The second one, you use the Chatas, that's going to be the Chatas. But it comes out now, you have two Lazozels left over. You have a second Lazozel and a first one. So the Mishnah just says, one of them we use, and the second one, you have to let pasture until it becomes a balmum, and then you can sell it. Which one do you use? The Mishnah doesn't say clearly. That the Gemara will explain, which one do we use? That's the Tanakama. We have Yehuda says no, that about Rashi. Alright, Rashi says in the Tanakama, saying the Kiddush. That what? Shein chatas si b'meisa. Dechi gemiri chomish chatoyis b'yochi gemiri. V'tam afosh b'haharis. Vashenke b'tzibur, it doesn't have to die. Here also, this is a korban chatis with abet tzibur. So even though it's like mesa baila, still you could use it. That was, but Rabbi Yehuda argues and says no, that applies like a chatis shemesa baleho, that the locher is lemi sozlo, you can't use the first one. And then Rabbi Yehuda says another chiddush. Go to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara will explain what's his chiddush in the second part of the Mishnah. Yom misa mishdaleach v'yavi shnayim v'yagulein betchila. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that if the Lazozel died, so you can't use the one Chatas Lashem anymore, you have to let it die, and you have to bring another two Shnei Sirizim and make a new Hagrola. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Alright, we'll see in the Gemara the Machlekes. So the Gemara starts off. Again, the first halach in the Mishnah was when you bring the Shnei Sirizim, they have to be Shaveh Bemara uvekuma v'domim. They have to look alike, the same color, they have to try and be the same height, and they have to be worth the exact same amount of money. The pasuk says, "Yikach shnei siraizim." You have to take two young goats. Is miyat sirei shnayim? If the Torah wouldn't have said the word sheni, yikach shnei, just would have said yikach siraizim. From siraizim alone, I would know you mean two, because sirei is a lashon rabin. So miyat sirei is shnayim. So matam loy sheni. What does the verse say? Yikach shnei. Ma tamulay mishnei. What does the pasuk have to say? Yikach shnei siraizim. The Torah could have just said yikach siraizim. Why shnei siraizim? With dashifmiya she yushneim shavim. It means to say both of them should be alike. In other words, they should look alike, the same color. They should be the same height, and they should have the same value. Minayin, how do we know? Afal pi shein shneim shavim sherim. Like, how do we know? But the evidence, if you can't find two exactly alike, you take two different ones, still it's kosher. Talmud Laima, this the pasuk says, seer, seer. The next part of the pasuk says two extra times the word seer. Here in pasuk Yudah says, or in pasuk Tes, Hikrev Aaron es hasoyer hasher ol of hagaril Hashem. This word hasoyer is extra. And then the pasuk Yudah says, V'hasoyer hasher ol of hagaril azazel. These are two extra words, hasoyer, hasoyer. Why does it say it extra time? So Gemara says, the rabbis, to say even though they're not shava b'shava, still it's kosher. Hey, seer, seer is ribui. So Gemara says, time of the ribu rachmona. The reason why we say b'dievid, if you don't have the exact same color, one is black and one is white, is kosher. You know why b'dievid is good? Because the pasuk says, seer, seer two times. It's a ribui. For Zot Gemara, holo ribui, mashma the Torah wouldn't have said it, holo riba rachmona, have a mean I would have thought, psulin, that it's like apostle, that if you have two different colors, the shnei sirim apostle, shnei sirim have to be exactly alike, even the kuva. Shad Gemara, kuva min olon, how would I know it? By kotchim, the klal is, when the Torah says something once, it's only the mitzvah. Say it true, the Torah says, yikach shnei sirizim, the word shnei is extra, so a dashning, there's a mitzvah, it should be alike. They should have the same color, the same value, the same height. But what's the havim is to say it should be likuva. So if you don't have this puzzle, ad kadei kach, that we need a new puzzle to say it's kosher. Like, why would have I thought that it should have been puzzle? So Marian says, yes. Salka, daitachaminach, I would have thought, shnei ksiv. It says three times in this pasha the word shnei. Shnei sirizim. It says it three times. And two of them are extra. So since it says it extra, I would have thought the Torah is telling us like twice. You should know, bedavka, they have to be alike. The same color, the same height, the same domin. And even if the evidence should be posel, kamashmon, the word posik, no, seer two times, that even if they're different colors, also but the evidence kosher. For the Gemara, vahashto, the ribu rachmon, is seer. Now that we have this extra word, seerism, that's mashma, that even though they're not alike, still it's kosher. So the kosher is then, shnei, lomeli. How come the Torah says three times then, shnei, it should have two Sirizim. It's enough just to say Sirizim. Why does the Torah have to say the word Shnei? So we're saying the word Shnei comes to teach us. It has to be alike. But why does the Torah say it three times? If you tell me it's B'dieved, it's good. But now that we're saying there's a ribui, that it's only L'chatchila, not B'dieved, so why does the Torah have to repeat it three times, the word Shnei? So Gemara says, true, they're all only L'mitzvah. They're only there L'chatchila at the beginning, you should have them alike. But what should be alike? Chav L'mara, they should have the same color. They should both be white. They'll both be black. V'chad l'kuma. They should both be the same height. V'chad l'domin. And they should both be value, the same value they should have. But this is all l'chatchila. But b'dieved, even if they're different, that's the extra pasuk, seer, to say that b'dieved is kosher. That's true now Mishnah also. That l'chatchila, there's a mitzvah to have them both alike. From the pasuk, shnei sirizim. But b'dieved, even though they're different, still is kosher. Mar says, Tanya nam yoche gabi kifse mitzvah. We learned the exact same halacha by the two kvasim, the two limbs that a mitzvah has to bring for his korban. The pasuk there says by mitzvah, yikach shnei kvasim. Torah says, take two kvasim. Miyat kvasim shnayim. Now the same kasha. Why does the Torah have to say the word shnei kvasim? Torah Joshua said, yikach kvasim. By telling us kvasim, I know it means two limbs. Hey, miyat kvasim shnayim. At least you have to have his two. Ma tamulay mishnei. Why does the Torah have to say the word shnei for him? So idashin shiur shneim shavim, that the shnei kvasim by a mitzvah also has to be alike. The same thing, the same color, the same height, the same value. Uminayin, how do we know over there also the same din? Shafal pi shen shneim shavim, even though b'dieved, if you can't find two exactly alike kvasim, they're different colors, still ksherim. How do I know b'dieved by the mitzvah it's also kosher? Talmud Leimah comes to teach us the pasuk, but says keves riba. Says an extra word, keves over there, an extra time to teach us that b'dieved, even though they're different colors, still it's kosher by a mitzvah. So we'll say the same thing now. Taima de riba rachmana. The reason why do I say that it's kosher, because the pasuk says keves. Holo Ribuy Rachmon, if the Torah wouldn't have said this extra word, Keves Keves, Havamin, I would have thought Psulim, that by a Mitzairah, the two Kvasim are different colors, I would have thought it's possible. Fred Gemari, Kuvim in Olon. What's the Havamin? Why would I think that it's possible? Why should I think that it's possible? Tumarin says, Talka Dar the Chamino, I would have thought. Tia Ksiv. At the beginning, the Pasuk says, Zois Tia Teres HaMetzorim. So about it says the word Tia, I always think the word Tia means Likuva. Like Rashi says, Tia Ksiv. Zois Tia Teres HaMetzorim. Demashme Beviyose Tei Pashazu Kechola Kosovo. Whatever the Torah says in this Pasha has to be. And if you're missing something, it's possible. So since the Pasuk says, Shnei Kvosim, I would have thought Shnei means they have to be exactly alike. Even Likuva. Kamash Malon Keves Keves know that it's kosher even though they're not alike. Fred Gemara Vahashta the Riba Rachmono Keves Keves. Now that we have an extra time, the Pasuk says Keves Keves of Zoytia Lomeli. What do I do with the word Zoytia Teres HaMetzorim? That's Mashmis Likuva. Ah, you're telling me now, no, the word Keves Keves says it's not Likuva. So Gemara says Lishar Haviyosel Shomitzorim. That the rest of the Aloch is true. There are a lot of halachas about Hilchos Metzora. All the other halachas in the Karbonis, Tak is Likuva. Just this one halacha, that it says Shnei Kvosim, that was saying it means Lekatchila, they have to be exactly alike, that's only Lekatchila, but B'dievet, if they're not alike, still it's kosher. Because the Pasuk says Keves Keves. But if not for that, Enechnami for the word Tia, that Tia means all the halachas that it says in this Pasha has to be, and if you don't have it, it's possible. But we need it for the rest of the halachas. Yeah. Vaitzmar says the Tanan, or else Vitanya, Nami Gabi Mitzorah, Kiai Gavna. We learned the same halacha by another halacha of Hilchos Mitzorah, by the Tziporim, that the Nozim Mitzorah first has to bring two birds. The Apostle says Tziporim, is Mia Tziporim Shnayim. If what just would have said the word Tziporim, I would have thought it means two birds. Ma Tamuloy Mishtei, why does the Apostle have to speak out and say, Shtei Tziporim, the Mitzorah has to take two birds? So we darshan again, shiyushteyem shavis, that the two birds have to be exactly alike. Ominayin, how do we know? Shafal pi shenim shavis, even though they're different colors, ksheris, that v'dievet still kosher. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk teaches us, tzipor tzipor ribu. So next time it says the word tzipor ribu, to teach us, even though they're not alike, they're two different colors, still v'dievet is kosher. So again, the same shiloh. Taimod the Riba Rachmana. Why do we say it's kosher with the Eved? Because the Pasuk says Tipor Tipor an extra time, that even though the different colors still is kosher. Holoi Riba, if you wouldn't have a Riboi, Holoi Riba Rachmana, Psulais, I would think it's possible. Fred Gemari, Kuvim in Olon. Like, well, how would I know to say it's possible? By Kotchim, the Klal is when a Torah says something once, it's only Le Mitzvah, and not Le Kuvah unless the Torah says it two times. There was only one drasha lechura. Shtei tziporim is only one drasha. So why would have I thought there would have been lechuva? So Mori, it's the same terrace like we had before. So Mori says, yes. Salka dar dechamino tiyaksiv. At the beginning of the pasha of the mitzvah, the Torah says, zois tiyah teres ha-mitzvah. So Torah starts off, zois tiyah. So I would have thought all the halacha that it says in this pasha has to be. So kamash mulano, or tzipor tzipor, that this halacha is not lechuva. Fred Gemara Bahashto the Riba Rachmona Tzipor Tia Lomeli, the same kasha we had before. Now that we have a ribui from the word Tzipor Tzipor, that even though the birds are different, they're not exactly alike, they're not the same color still as kosher, so why do I need the word Tia for? Lachurit not Likuva. So Gemara says, Lashar Havi Yosin Shal Mitzora. For the other halachas, there are a lot of other halachas by Mitzora, and the din is all those halachas are Likuva. Even though the Torah only says it one time, but since the Torah says the word Zois Tia, Tia means Likuva, that it has to be. So only this halacha, the two birds to be exactly alike, we have another reboot, Tzipa Tzipa, say that's kosher anyway. So Gemara asked like this, Ihochi, once you're telling me now you make this drasha, that Shnei Tziporim, Shnei Kvosim means two exactly alike, for the Gemara Gabi, Temidim Nami, Neima, Kvosim miyat kvosim, shnayim matam aloyma, is a chura shnayim shiyu shnayim shavim. Why don't we say the Pasuk says they should bring shnei kvosim? They didn't bring two temidim, atomet shal shachar, atomet shal bein abayim. The Torah says shnei kvosim. So why don't we say the same drasha? The Torah just would have said the word kvosim, it means two. So why the Torah would say the word shnayim? Elamai shnayim, it tells us that both kvosim, both temidim that you bring that day, has to be exactly alike. They both have to be white, both have to be black. and we know there's no such halacha, it's not brought down anywhere, that by the two Tanidim, they have to be exactly alike. How would I know that the evidence is kosher? Talmudim, the pasuk says, kevas ribui. Yeah. So according to kasher is, why don't we say like this? Like, is it true what you're saying? Do we ever find a place that there's a mitzvah, the two tamidim, the two tamid should be exactly alike? We don't dash in that anywhere. So Gemara says, here it's different. The reason why the pasuk says shnei kvosim by the tamidim, not to teach us that they both have to be exactly alike. The talmid shel shach and the talmid shel ben abayim should be exactly alike, the same color, the same height, the same value. No, here the Torah teaches us something else. Look at the Tanya, like we learned like this. The pasuk says shnayim layoim. You have to bring two kvosim every day. So we dash in, what does shnayim layoim mean? Kineged hayoim. That the place of the shechita, where you shech the tomit shel shachar and the tomit shel ben abayim, is connected to the yoin, like we'll soon see, where the sun goes by the part of the day. So the Gemara, atarayim, you're telling me connected to yom, it means connected to the day, like connected where the sun is on the, of that day, at the time of the day. Or yeinu, maybe not. El chayves hayoim, maybe it's come to teach us the halachas of the chayves hayoim. So Rashi says, connected to yom means Kineged Zrichas Hashemesh, like we'll soon see. You have to shech the Tomet Shal Shachar opposite the Zricha, the shining of the sun. That's how we dash in Shnayim Layoim. For the Gemara and the Rashi know, Oyeinu Alechayvas Layoim, Obol Olamed Shiyu Shnayim Lechol Yoim. Maybe it's just come to teach us that you have to have two of them every day. You have to have one in the morning and one in the afternoon. So Gemara says, Kishuwaimer, Esakev Esecho Tasev Abayke. Now the pasuk already says you have to have two tamidim every single day, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. So if so, umani mekayim shnayim layoim. What does the pasuk say? Two a day. If we darshin kineged hayoim, that means the shechita of the korban atomid has to be opposite the shining of the sun. Ketzad, how does it come out? The atomid shel shachar. You know where you shech the atomid shel shachar? Hoyonishchat al keren tzvoynis marovis al tabor shniya. That they used to shech the tamid. Now the tamid is a korban oila. It's a kodesh kedoshim. And the locher is kodesh kedoshim. You have to shech b'tzofen on the tzofen side of the mizbeach. But we're on tzvoyn on the north side, on the north marovis. It has to be towards marov side. And on the marov side, on the north side of the mizbeach, but all the way up towards the west side. Now on the north side of the mizbeach, there were a lot of tabois we had before. There were a lot of like rings there that used to be stuck into the ground. That when they made a shechita on the animal, they would put the head of the animal into this ring and it would hold down the animal that they could make the shechita. So they used to use the second ring, not the first ring, but the second one. That's what they did in the morning. We'll soon see why. The Shabbein HaBayim, where did they shech the Tomid Shabbein HaBayim in the afternoon? Hoyanishchat al Keren Mizrachis Tzvoinis. It's not on the west side, but on the east side. It has to be on the tzofen, on the north side of the Mizbeach, but the northeast, on the bottom side, they shechted it. On the second tabois. And the pshat is, you have to be opposite the shining of the sun. So in the morning, the sun comes up on the east side. So Mela, if you're standing on the west side, you could be facing the east. So in the morning, you have to make the shechiter on the east side. On the morning, you have to do it on the west side. Today that you could look back towards east to see the sun coming. And at night it's faker. At night when the sun is down by Marav side, you have to be on Mizrach side. Today that if you're all the way Mizrach, you could be facing towards Marav, so you always have to be facing towards where the sun is. So that's how we learn. Shnayim Layoim means, Veshah Shechita, you have to be facing the where the sun is shining. Like Rashi says. Al keren marovis svoynis shel mizbeach shashemesh bo min hamizrach. In the morning, the sun comes up on the east side. Lefikach, therefore, moishchoy hashoichet letzad marov. The shoichet has to go to the west side. Lahachikoy min hakoysel hamizrach, to go as far away from the east as possible. Bechol yicholis mifnei shak solim gevoyis, because the walls are very high. And the sun in the morning, like it's in the bottom of the sky. And the Kaisel makes a lot of shade. Now you have to be on the north side of the Mizbeach, because the Korban HaTamin is a Korban Oila, which is a Kodesh Kedoshim. So the Shechita has to be on the north side. That was the place where they made the Shechita, and there were rings there, kavua, in the ground, that you put the head of the animal for the Shechita. You put the head of the animal into these rings. There were 24 different rings, like the 24 mishmaris there were. It took up 24 amis, by 24. There were six different rows of them. So I call upon him in the morning, you have to be all the way on the Marav side. Because if you're standing all the way on the Marav side, then you'll be able to see the sun. Because the sun comes up on the east side. See, if you're going to be towards the east, the big wall is going to block the sun. You're not going to have the rays of the sun coming on you. So therefore, in the morning, you have to be all the way on the west side. Today, that you'll be able to see the Zricha Tachama. That's the way you have to be in the morning. And if I Ben Arbaim, it's just the opposite. You have to be all the way connected to the Mizrach side, in order when the sun is going down the Marav side, you'll be able to see the rays of the sun if you're standing all the way on Mizrach side. So that's what we dash for this pasuk. Shanayim Layoy means when you shech the korban atomid, you have to be facing the sun. So you have to be the opposite side that the sun is in order to see the rays of the sun. So that's why by Kvosim, by the Tamidim, we don't dash in Shanayim. Shnei means they have to be exactly alike. But rather, we dash them for this drasha that you have to shech both of them connected the sun. In the morning, you have to be all the way towards Marav side, and in the evening, you have to be all the way towards Mizrach side. You're right, Mara says. Right, but then just Rashi just explains how come the Gemara says you have to put it on the second taboz. So Rashi says al tabas shni on the second ring loyve taboz sheitz la mizbeach, not the first one right connected the mizbeach ela b'shni or the second one hamashuch letzad sofas, a little bit towards the north side o penayash shoychet v'tzav rabheim v'alachsun letzad mizrachet svoynis shemisham Hashem is bo. That's where you should be standing. So Rashi says v'taymu the taboz shni lo yadanu. I'm not sure why you have to use the second ring. Why can't you use the first one? So Rashi says, "Vani shemati," but I heard, "Kadesh tei rishonim esayosoi lechos voragli abheimam." It's good to move over one ring, because the first one you can still use. It'll help you out. Like you'll have the feet tied down there also. So you use the second one to put the head in there, and you'll have the first ring still to be used to hold down the feet. So that's why you move over one ring to use like the second ring. Yeah. Then the Gemara says, "Vaita." Yemusafin shall Shabbos vaday tzrichin shiyu shneim shoven. Enech nami. The Torah says shnei kvosim by Shabbos, by the musaf of Shabbos. So here we have no other drushes, but they say shnei kvosim, the same kasha. Why does the Torah say the word shnei? Let it just say the word kvosim. Kvosim means two. Halamai shnei kvosim means teach us that they have to be lekatchila exactly alike. They have to have the same color. They have to have the same height and the same value. By the Masafim of Shabbos Lechatchila, you have the mitzvah to be Shneim Shoven. Tana Rabban, learn the price like this. Pasuk says, Shnei Sira Yom, no, not the Pasuk, Sam. Shnei Sira Yom Kippurim. If you have the two Sirim of Yom Kippur, Sheshoch Ton Vachutz. If you made a Shchitas Chutz, that Allah Chariz Tamazah, if you have a Korban, the mitzvah is to Shechter inside the Yazara. If you Shechter outside the Yazara, Yechayiv Chorus. That's called Yisav Shchutei Chutz.